Yeah.
Sounds really, really good. So I think that I do hold a lot of optimism in my heart, you know, and I do also struggle with feeling like we just need to do it already. But I don't know how best to start it. You know, I don't know how to.
Well, I think we need to start by asking ourselves, I mean, in waking up, I argued, we need a mass movement to end wage work. My personal belief is that those words need to be discussed. Do we? Why? I think we need to confront our lack of allegiance to ourselves. As an elder and having, you know, been passed from boss to boss to boss to boss to boss, you know, the first day of the job, there's a little bit of energy. I mean, there's a lot of energy, excitement, new job, yay, right? Mm-hmm. I get to be big until you realize, well, actually, no, you don't. You can only act within this narrow limit. And then you realize, well, you start giving your all to this thing, and then you realize that your poetry is not happening anymore, or your music, or, you know, the garden's awful neglected. And you realize over time that you have, in fact, put your life, your authentic gifts on hold in order to serve. And I think this is a conversation that could lead to challenging the legitimacy of class. Because, and this is, you know, this unites, I think, elders and young people, because elders can testify that having jumped job to job to job to job and having left those dreams long ago, in fact, we have gotten smaller over the course of our lives. In the same way that you saw young people in a very compressed period from kindergarten to sixth grade get smaller because they asked less questions. Mm-hmm. They became more accepting of the system.
Mm. Well, that's an interesting analysis to look at. Because I was going to just ask you, as you were talking, something that came up is you said that if it's important to have a clear vision rooted in an analysis of this class system got to go. And I was thinking, well, you know, there's that train of thought versus, well, it's happening. We're all people wanting something better and we'll naturally get there through, you know, we see the Occupy movement thing. It's happened, you know. And so just understanding that when you're looking at children and how they're, you know, quote unquote, performing and realizing that it is in fact getting worse, it's hard to maintain the position that we just have to be activists in our roles and doing what we can do. Just playing devil's advocate, you see ways in which we are trying to bob up above the surface from within the system, right? And that can be seen as oh, it's actually working. We're progressing towards something. There's a lot of that.
All achievement is used to justify the system.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and in fact, that what's really ludicrous is that there wouldn't be any progress without capitalism. You know, any drive, creativity would cease to exist. I listened to this guy on Jon Stewart's show who's talking about how the market was, you know, so important. And Jon Stewart was trying to figure out, well, how is there risk? Because he was saying that the people, the players that have the most risk get the more reward. And people buy into that
right. Propaganda. Yeah, we are very seriously herded. Our thoughts have been marshaled and contained. Mm. Which is why I'm focusing on thoughts. Mm-hmm. Thinking new thoughts, because it is only by means of controlling our thoughts they control us. And this is just the simple truth. It sounds basic. We have to bust out of the limits of thought given.